folks, you know, the ice fishing season is getting underway now, and some of the shows have already happened. The ones going on this weekend as we're recording this is the St. Paul Ice Fishing Show, which is one of the biggest ice fishing shows out there. Coming up next weekend up at the deck in Duluth, there'll be the ice fishing show up there, and there's others coming up after that. But, you know, you can see a lot of the new equipment and stuff on there. I had a chance to talk to a pro angler and friend of mine, Bro Rosedahl, about some of the new equipment and what we've seen down at the show down there. Anyway, let's listen to that talk we had with Bro down there at the ice show in St. Paul. We're down at the St. Paul ice fishing show. I haven't been down here for a couple of years, and I ran into a friend of mine down here, big Bro Rosedahl from northern Minnesota. A lot of people here and a good event here.
Yeah, this is great. This is really exciting. And, you know, these ice fishing shows are just about everywhere, but this is the monster show, and every vendor in ice is here. And like we're in the otter booth right now. We just came from the Northland booth, but this otter booth is gigantic, and every house is here if you want to see it. And the cool thing about the show, the reason for the show, yeah, they help drive sales, but you can actually go inside an otter house and sit in it and try it. And yeah, you have that at some of the retailers, but this gives you an idea from model to model what kind of specs are in each one, or how comfortable it is. Do you want a bench seat? Do you want a bucket seat? Do you want a pop-up? This will help you decide what you want to do.
So much stuff is different. A lot better stuff than what we had even 20 years ago, Bro.
Oh, it's changing exponentially, and what we're seeing is super fabrics. You've got side doors now. You've got a front door. You've got Rotomoto sleds that just outlast anything on the ice. It's not a disposable house. These houses are meant to last forever. They're built for adventuring, for camping. You're ready for anything. And that's how it goes with everything, with like Northland Tackle, heavy technology on Super Glow and ultimately super expensive ingredients, pigment for glow, and then also tungsten. More and more tungsten stuff showing up, super lines, fluorocarbons, and different rods made like a tubular and solid blank carbon rods in St. Croix, reels that you can use in 50 below zero because they have the right lubricants in them. And a lot of reels, they seize up when it gets like that. So it's really, really cool to have all this technology wrapped up. The Humminbird Ice Bundle has 2D sonar, and it also has forward viewing and down viewing, so you can flip from one to another. And why would you ever go back to old 2D sonar? There's reasons, you know, in different situations, whether you're fishing in weeds or you're fishing fish that are sensitive and pressured, you can go to a 2D sonar, or you can go to Mega Live. You can look for fish, then you can fish them. You could see the walleye's fins when they're coming in to bite on your bait. It's really cool. That kind of technology, warmer clothes, and you know, the Avco Ninja hoodie, the Fish Monkey gloves, all this stuff, and the super lines like the Sunline FC's ice line is really good. And we don't drill holes anymore. We razor holes because the razor auger goes through the ice. It's harder walking across the ice than it is drilling a hole. So I think everything's changing. It makes it fun to be out there. It's not arduous. It's not torture. And I've gone to Florida on vacation and couldn't wait to get back because it's so much easier to ice fish than it is driving and launching a boat and all that stuff. I just walk in the ice. I could take a four-wheeler. I could take a sled. And later in the winter when you can do it, you could take a truck and drive out there.
Well, you know, ice fishing's been around a long time, Bro, but it's actually gotten bigger and more popular.
It's gotten bigger, and because of it, because there's a bigger crowd ice fishing, you're going to see more stuff that, you know, more companies that want to sell you stuff, and they want to know what you want. So there's companies making stuff, and it just makes the industry cool to see new products and things that make your life easier. And, you know, like I put an Otter Monster box on a four-wheeler, and I put one on a sled. You know, these are designed for four-wheelers. But it fits nice in my sled, and it keeps snow out of my stuff, you know. And so I got a monster box on my snowmobile and on the four-wheeler. And everything's neat and tidy. And if you got beef sticks or deer sticks in there, you can lock it so your friends don't eat them all.
Amazing amount of stuff. If you've never been down to this show, it's just amazing the amount, the number of people at the show and the amount of ice fishing equipment and winter stuff. And they've got some other stuff for winter too. I mean, some sleds and stuff.
Well, and a lot of stores are here. So you come here, you see something you like, you go to the store and you buy it. And they have incentives, show incentives. So I just found out that with certain rods at St. Croix, you get a free reel, and it's not a piece of junk reel. It's a high-end, it's a really nice 500 series reel with different rods that you buy. If and another rod might come with a sleeve, another one comes with a grab bag. So they're sweetening the deal. They're sweetening, making it better for you to go fishing. And Northland's throwing in a nice free hat. And this ain't like a piece of junk hat. This is a nice, really warm hat with a really cool logo. It's really cool. It's kind of hip. And I just gave some away when I was over at Northland for a lure. You buy lures, you get a hat, a knitted hat. I think it's really cool. And Otter, come over, enter a chance to win. But one thing you want to check out is the LED lights with the dimmers, the new scoops, the shovels, the Otter, new monster, the giant monster lodge for ice camping, and everything here.
A big thing seems to be lithium batteries too.
Yeah, right, lithium now. Batteries. And Amped Outdoors they have a real bead on everything with lithium. They have charts for everything that's out there, and if you don't find it, you could call them. And guess what? They're actually there. Try calling any other company. They're there. They want your business. They have great, bar none, the best customer service in the business. And Amped Outdoors is here at the show. They're at most of the shows. They are super popular in boats and open water. They sponsor bass tournaments, walleye tournaments, and they're just great guys, great company, and they want to earn your business. And they have quality, different level, 12-volt batteries with different amp hours, from your 9-amp hours to your 32-amp hours to your 48-amp hours. I mean, you could run electronics forever on this stuff.
Well, I know there's this is one of the first shows out there. There'll be a few more shows at different locations this winter. If you miss the shows, you know, that's something that a person ought to think about putting on their calendar for the next season, because it's just so much stuff to see.
Oh, I've met so many people here that come from all over the ice belt, even outside the ice belt. They come here, they go through all the booths, talk to everybody. It is a different show. This isn't like a boat show. This is not like a camping show. It's more fraternal, more community. Everybody's glad to see you, and everybody that comes to it loves being here. And I see people, they come here right after I get here, and they're here all the way to the end, and they're eating food here, they're drinking, you know, a pop or an adult beverage here. They're walking around and just enjoying it, meeting each other. And I would say it's kind of it's an ice community, and everybody gets together. And I've been to a lot of shows. Nothing is like this one.
Well, you know, it's always interesting talking to Bro, and especially when we get to those shows. But, you know, if you miss the shows and you're looking to get ready for the ice fishing season, you know, Hayward Bait and Bottle right here in Hayward has got a great supply and a great selection of ice fishing shacks and ice fishing gear for you to look at. Anyway, I want to thank folks for tuning in. I hope everybody gets out there and enjoys a great ice fishing season. And also, if you're planning an ice fishing trip, or you're just looking ahead to plan for next spring or next summer, and you want more information on the Hayward Lakes area, check out the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. Thanks for listening, folks.